Good evening and welcome to Shattered Lives, an informed, conversational, cutting-edge radio show in touch with today's issues that impact the lives of crime victims, addressing the aftermath of crime, forging a path for hope, building awareness, and empowering listeners for the future. This is Donna R. Gore, a.k.a. Lady Justice, your host, with my co-host, Delilah Jones, president of ImaginePublicity.com, welcoming you to today's show, to this evening's show, and to our library of weekly archive shows. It is our goal to make a difference. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I come to you on this Thursday evening, October 13th, 2016, with a special edition of Shattered Lives. And it is not our usual show. It is not the focus of crime this evening, but I would say that the topic is sadly a crime. We are doing a special show as an honor and remembrances and collective searcher stories for Karen Bergholm from Florida, who tragically is dealing with terminal cancer at this point in time, and we are here to try to uplift her and to also collect donations because she is in need with regard to medical expenses, both now and in the future. And so I want to thank everyone for this collaborative effort. And this evening, along with Delilah Jones, we have as sort of other co-host, Christy Davis and Kelly Walker, who are also members of the Q Center for Missing Persons and searchers themselves, and they have helped to coordinate this. I'll bring them in just a second, but I want to say good evening to Lila. Thank you for helping me produce this show this evening.
Oh, you bet. This is quite an honor for all of us who know Karen and have worked side by side with her in searches. You know, I just want to tell the listeners and callers that this is a little different. We normally don't take calls, so bear with us. So we're going to try to get everyone's call in. So if you'll just hold on the line, and then one by one we'll click you in. And what I'll do is I'll announce your area code so you know it's you that's live on the air. So at that point, if you would introduce yourself and go ahead and relate your story or comments for Karen. And then after your segment is over, we'll go ahead and disconnect you, or you can listen. You can continue to listen. So that's just kind of the basic instructions, and the show will also be available at the link after it's all over. So I will turn it over to Kelly and Christy.
Yes. Good evening, ladies.
Thank you, Delilah and Donna. We really appreciate what you're doing for Karen here. A little introduction about Karen is that she came to us pretty much I knew her through my pet sitting business, and she had a dog we cared for, and I also taught with her at the police academy here in Tallahassee. And she got interested going about wanting to do fundraising for nonprofit organizations, and we hooked her and got her part of our team, and then introduced her to Q. And this, it was a whole new family that we've brought in for Karen, and it just kind of took off from there. We got her hooked on searching, and she's just been a right arm for all of us. And
how many years has she been associated with the Q, all told, or with our family, Kelly?
She's been with us for about 4 years now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And if I needed to go somewhere and I couldn't get anybody else, Karen was always there. She was my navigator, my co-pilot. She got us through a lot of mess, and we've put many, many miles, thousands of miles on the road, the two of us, going from search to search.
Yeah, you know, I don't think maybe some listeners may not be familiar with how arduous and how much effort and time it takes to be a searcher. So I think some of the stories might be reflective of, you know, just what you do and the investment here and the dedication. You know, Christy, would you be able to tell us some information with regard to the funding sources for people who want to give donations?
Sure. There is a website set up accepting donations by credit card or debit card, and you can access it through Facebook, Caring, or Karen. And Karen's last name or first name is spelled K-A-R-I-N. And on that Facebook page, her friend that is being so supportive and helping her through this, Tammy, gives us updates and keeps us informed of how Karen's doing. So it's a great place to go and just check in on her, leave messages for her, because even when she can't respond to phone calls and text messages, she can, when she's feeling strong, she can go on there and read and know that people are paying attention and that they care and that they're praying for.
Is it a blog site?
No, it's public. So they can they can go on, and like I said, it's Facebook Caring or Karen.
Okay. Very good. People have a former site, we're going to be able to link it all to that, so that whatever donations that you do give end up sort of in the same pot, I believe. Is there any other background you would like to give at this point in time, or should we just start taking calls? Just wanted to.
Well, most people that know Karen know some of her background, but she's retired from law enforcement.
Yeah.
Worked with Florida Wildlife for many years, Marine Patrol. Then she worked in the park system, all as law enforcement. And when she joined our team and we started talking to her about why we do what we do, she went gung-ho. She was all in on it. And I can remember the first search that for Q that we were going to go on. We told her, you know, we're going on this search, and, you know, she said, I'm in. And then we told her where it was. It was Missouri. So we drove. I don't remember. I know she thought we'd lost our minds because Missouri. And we traveled into a tropical storm, and we searched all weekend through a tropical storm. And she found out right off the bat what it takes to search. It takes commitment. It takes going out there and doing what we do, regardless of weather, regardless of what's going on in our lives. We drop things and go, because missing persons is important to everybody. It's everything to you and to many more people. But she jumped in with both feet, and I don't remember a time we ever told her we had a search that until she got ill, she could not, that she didn't say, I'm in. She rearranged work, she rearranged animals, she, you know, took care of whatever it took to be ready to go. And I tell you what, when the three of us traveled together, which was frequent, a lot of times before you even realized the need, Karen was stepping in to take care of it. You know, and that's the kind of person she is.
Wow, a lot of character. And this profession is for hardy souls, that's for sure. And so I can just see her out there doing it. Should we see who's lined up in the call lineup, Delilah?
Sure. Let's go ahead.
Okay. Let's see here. What happened? Area code 828, if you would go ahead introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Sissy. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Sissy,
you're live.
Sissy. Hi.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
We're bittersweet is what we are, but we're very glad to be here. Thank you for joining us. What would you like to say regarding when you met Karen, or do you have a story for us?
Oh yes. I actually have one for me and then one for Billy. He would like for me to tell one for him as well.
Okay.
The first time I met Karen and the girls from Florida was they had actually came up to do a search up this area, and we got to meet and everything, and I loved them from day one. Then we ended up back at another search for two students of mine, Jake and Ray from Bandy's High School. And we, you know, was out there searching, and it had just been crazy for days and days. And it got to the point where, you know, we were just anything we could think of we were going to do to try to find these kids. And even if it meant letting the dogs go, quote, use the restroom somewhere, even if they weren't supposed to be going. And we were on a desolate road, and they were actually had went out into a field. We had permission to be out there, and they had went on back a little farther, and Karen decided she needed to use the restroom. So it's Karen and Holly and Christy, and they're all, they pull up back there, and Karen jumps out, and she runs over to the tree, and she squats, and, you know, everybody's waiting on her. And then next thing they know is they're hollering, Karen, get in the truck. Karen, get in the truck. And she's going, what? And she's trying to, you know, get finished. And unbeknownst to her, Christy and Holly have spotted the deer hunter in the tree above her head. Karen has yet to see him. So Holly starts pulling off, and they are leaving her. And Karen's running, trying to pull her pants up, trying to figure out why they're leaving her there. And when she jumps on the truck, they're pointing up, and she turns around. And as she looks up, she sees the guy turn. And, I mean, we have laughed about that for years. But that was just, had to be the funniest time I'd ever remember of Karen, was just, bless her heart, not knowing why she's having to run with her pants down just to try to avoid the deer hunter in the trees. But that's my story. That's my most memorable moment of Karen, even though there's many more times. I love her to pieces, so I could go on for hours, but I won't. But I do have one for Billy.
Okay.
As well. We were on a search for Gabby in South Carolina, and we had went behind this. We'd been searching that day for someone else, and then we just went over to an area that we had gotten a call about. And the guys were down. It was like a pretty good ravine, and him and some of the other girls from Florida and Karen and Monica were all down in this, like, ravine, and I was up on the top with a couple other people. We were just kind of watching them. And Karen and Billy kind of disappeared. And then the next thing we know, we hear Karen yelling, no, slap my ass as hard as you can. Just slap it, slap it. And we're going, what? We're all standing up here trying to see them. We're like, what are they doing? Well, what we found out then was that Karen had slid into an ant hill of fire ants. And they were up in her pants. So Billy, trying to be the gentleman, was like just barely touching her, like, I don't want to hit you there. You know, it's your butt. And he's trying to just be really gentleman-like. And she's like, screw being a gentleman. Smack my ass. So, you know, that was his most memorable moment of Karen, was him sitting there slapping her as hard as he could and her yelling it. We're all standing up. I can't see him going, what are they doing? But we love Karen. And we have many, many other memories of her. And, you know, Billy, you know, said to tell her he loves her and love all you Team Florida girls. Y'all are taking good care of her down there, I know. But just wanted to share our stories and wish her well. And we love her, and we're going to be praying for her.
Thank you for contributing that in the beginning. That she communes with nature a lot, it seems like. A lot of creatures. So that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye, Christy Kelly. Thanks, love y'all too. You're
welcome. Bye, Tizzy. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect you now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Area 612, you're live on the air. Who is this?
Thanks. This is Tricia Reese. I'm one of the state outreach coordinators for the Q Center.
Hi, Tricia.
I just wanted to come out and talk about how I first met Karen, and where, and kind of tell you some stories around that that first event. So I first met Karen, believe it or not, on my very first search in the state of Minnesota. And there's a lot of planning that goes into it. So I was really stressed out and trying to get everything done. And I got down to the search, and I was assigned to incident command with Kelly and Karen. Now, Kelly I had met previously, but I had never met Karen. So our very first day in the trailer, Karen pulls out some sample assignment and report form. And she looks at me very seriously and shows me exactly how the form should be completed, how to attach them to each other, and in what order they should be stacked. So it was just very meticulous. And her next words to me were, and she's looking me dead in the eyes, "Do not hand me a stack to check that's out of order, missing form, or upside down." And then that's it. And then silence. And I've never told Karen this, but at that moment, I was terrified. She was looking at me straight in the eye, and I could only guess what she was thinking, but whatever it was, I was scared silly. I spent the whole day double and triple checking my stacks and sweating a little bit before I dared hand them over. But as we
see, you're very detail-oriented, all right. A woman has my heart.
Right, but as we worked together through the day, you know, Karen started to explain to me how important documenting the search was, and I knew that, but I guess I didn't realize, you know, exactly how important it was, because the little simple pieces of paper that I was looking at that had some writing on it, you know, could become testimony or evidence down the line long after, you know, the detailed memory of the search has, you know, disappeared. So it was then that I realized she wasn't trying to scare me. She was trying to share her knowledge and her passion with me. I mean, she has an eye for detail and a sixth sense about what's needed and when.
Wow. Trish,
great skills. Wow.
Trish, can I add to that? Let me tell you why she did that. We were on a search in North Carolina. It was colder than cold could ever be, and we threw poor Karen under the bus. We needed somebody to help Sissy in IC, and Karen got stuck doing that, and she ended up doing the same thing. We didn't mean for her to be in IC all day doing what she did, but she
tell
knew that you were the rookie
IC
coming
is,
into this
Kelly,
search.
Can you tell
incident
what
command.
IC is
okay. Incident command. It is the focal point for all of the searches. Everybody comes in, they get their assignments, and then they go back out. When they get done, they come back in and report what they've done, pick up other assignments to go search other areas. And that can be quite hair-pulling when you've got all these people coming and going. They've got to do their paperwork, and then you've got to put it in order, make copies, get it ready for law enforcement, all this kind of stuff. And Karen's extremely serious about her incident command, although she'd rather be out in the field with us.
Right.
But,
and
well,
I have
trying to scare you just a little bit.
She probably was. I think I've said a little healthy fear never hurt anybody. So then I have
and
just a little bit more.
It's so important,
sure.
Too, though, because when people come in with those reports, there's information on there that helps us decide whether to put more dogs in an area, whether to put more people in an area. So it is extremely important. But, yeah, she probably did try and scare you a little.
Yeah, and then I have a little bit more and some kind of funny Karen moments, but I learned just a huge amount from Kelly and Karen that weekend. And I learned more than just the process of running the search. I learned who those two people were. I mean, they traded in their flip-flops and their short sleeves for socks and warm jackets and drove from Florida to Minnesota in May. They spent one of those days in the pouring cold rain, and then two additional days in an open field with temperatures that were between 41 and 56 miles, or the temperatures were 41 to 56, and the wind was quite high, so it was freezing. And then even more surprising is they actually came back after that and did another search on an open deer hunting weekend in November.
In
Minnesota.
Really?
So they are,
oh, my God.
They are brave, brave women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
I couldn't have made that trip without Karen.
her background in law enforcement, absolutely, you know, is quite helpful, I'm sure, to be able to go out and do this. And it's just wonderful. So, Tricia, thank you so much for sharing those memories.
Well,
and,
yeah, I'm not quite done yet, though, if that's
okay.
I just have a couple more things that I wanted to throw in.
Sure.
And one of those things was that, you know, it's not just about the big waves, like running incident command, that makes care and impact other people's lives. It's the little ways that she shows kind of how big-hearted she is and what a caring friend she has. And I put just this little paragraph together, and it's Mama Karen, who, when I was sick during a search, she would point to me and remind me every 4 hours to take my cold medicine, because I would have never known when 4 hours was up. It was how hard we laughed while we teased Kelly unmercifully about the way she pronounced Wabasha. It was about the way she bonded with my son, who drove me down to Wabasha after working late one night and was very tired, and she just kind of pulled him in and let him lean on her and close his eyes for a few minutes. And then, although I didn't heed her warning, she tried to give me a heads up about riding in the front seat of Kelly's truck when Kelly was driving. And so, just a message to Karen, my cheese curd loving friend. When you hear this, we love you. We're here for you, and you are in our prayers every day.
Very special. Thank you so much. You gave us a very well rounded picture of this wonderful woman. So we are, Tricia and everyone, we're building a tapestry here. And thank you so much. Yours was so rich, Tricia. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me call in.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. And I'm going to remind people periodically during this hour plus broadcast, please do go to the Facebook Caring for Karen and yourcaring.com, because we are here as our other focal point to try to raise funds. And it does not matter if it's $1 or $1,000, every penny helps, okay? So that was my little commercial. Delilah, do we have someone else?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Tricia. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect you now for someone else to have space. Okay, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Area code 434.
Yep, that's me, Sean, calling in from Virginia.
Hey, Sean.
Can you hear me okay? Is that any better?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay,
go ahead.
About that. When we're done talking, if you can keep me on the line so I can listen. We don't have any internet signal here, so I can't listen into the rest of the show right now. I'm Sean White, calling in from Virginia. I'm a Virginia State Director and try to be a searcher whenever I can get to a search. I just want to send all of my love and prayers to you, Karen, and thank everybody on Team Florida for, you know, doing everything that you guys are doing for her. My very first search was back in 2013 down in South Carolina in Horry County, and Karen was there. That was the very first time I ever met her. I was on the Heather Elvis search, and she took the time in the brief moments that I met her during that search to talk to me about little things that, you know, how to do this and how to do that. And the last search that I was on, which was in North Carolina, earlier this year, she was there for my last search as well, and some searches in between over the years. But, you know, there's never been a time that I've been around Karen where she hasn't had a smile on her face and a laugh and information to share and things to educate you on, and just, I don't even have the words to express the unbelievable ways that she gives of herself.
Is there anything in particular, Sean, that you may have gleaned from her experience that, you know, sticks with you?
Well, I know one thing that that I have a hope one day that I would like to be many years from now. I'd like to be a canine handler one day, and every time that I've just had a simple question or wanted to ask a little bit about it, she would sit down and talk with me about it. And, you know, no sugarcoating, no, you know, this, that, just very straight up and say, you know, this is the hard work that goes into it. This is where you have to start at the very, very beginning. And these are the long hours and all of the effort that has to go into it. And just really putting it, you know, the effort into it to take the time to talk with you about it. And to me, somebody who would sit down and give of themselves, with, especially when there'd be like a lot of other things going on around you and other people to talk to take that time to sit there with you, and really go into that conversation with you when there's so many other things that she could have been doing.
Right.
And that's even just when we first met, you know. but, you know, and listening to the radio broadcast tonight, especially when Sissy was talking, and telling the stories that she was telling, that it reminded me too of every year at the conference over the past few years, in the evenings after the conference activities for the day would be over and everybody would kind of gather in the courtyard at the end of the night, and those stories actually get told every year. And that was one of the fondest memories I have every year, and kind of look forward to is hearing Sissy tell those stories, and usually everybody from Team Florida is down there too, and just how much everybody still laughs at those stories every year. And
I remember
we really get into
there too. Yeah, and I'm just wondering, as we're waiting for the other calls to build, and we're putting it out there for people who are you know, maybe a little bit hesitant about signing on, now is a good time to sign on with your call. Q-Center people, friends, family, whatever. Karen was affiliated with the Marine Patrol Academy. So I am, you know, I'm picturing Flipper or something, and I'm sure that's totally inaccurate. Kelly, can you tell us exactly what that involves when you're in the Marine Patrol Academy?
She actually was part of she was an officer with the Florida Marine Patrol, which patrols our waterways, our coastlines, within our coastlines, navigating, making sure boat safety is being adhered to, boating accidents. That's what she did. And then the Florida Marine Patrol was then combined into the Park Service, and I think became also part of Florida Wildlife Commission, which it all merged into one, as the state would merge it all. The academy that she taught with and that she's affiliated with is the one here. It's the Florida Public Safety Institute, which teaches all law enforcement officers, from the Highway Patrol, sheriff's offices, police officers, Florida Wildlife. It's a law enforcement agency here, or academy here, actually affiliated with Tallahassee Community College. She teaches first aid. She's a first aid instructor. So all of the recruits that come through, they're going through these schools, she is part of teaching the first aid portion of that. And she loves it. She comes back sometimes, and when they have to do scenarios and whatnot, she talks about all the crazy things these kids do when they're under the gun and they're doing their scenarios. So So she definitely loved that part. And then again, is at the Q conference, she taught each year the first aid and CPR that Monica would have us all put on. So she kept that up and running as well, helping our searchers get and obtain their first aid and their CPR. So that's what she does.
Wow, multi-talented person. And you know, that is very separate and distinct from your certification for search and rescue. So there's many, many different duties that someone that comes to the fore wanting to assist people in missing persons has to be up on, you know, all of their certifications and all of their knowledge and be current and whatnot, correct?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of money we pour into our own certifications that we have to have that most search organizations require having. Even law enforcement doesn't even realize that we require these certifications. And not only are you certifying yourself, you're also certifying, you've got to certify your dog and you together as a team. So it builds up. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into this, all the hours in training your dog. She runs a bloodhound. Her bloodhound's name is Maddie. And she was just about to the point where she could certify when her illness really showed its ugly face. So I intend to continue working Maddie and getting her certified this year. So, you know, Karen's put in a lot of time and just in everything that we do. She went in feet first and she hasn't looked back.
Well, it's that, you know, that's the kind of person she sounds like. She's all in with whatever she does, you know.
Oh yeah.
And that's, you know, that shows true character and heart and dedication. And so that, you know, that is something really, really to be admired. And when we think about, you know, little trials and tribulations that we go through daily, and then you think about the tremendous effort and sacrifice that people at the Q Center put forth, and again, all as a volunteer effort. It's just amazing, and it is a tribute to all of you. I commend all of you, and you know, working as a team, and you have become family, and that's why this is so special. Can you tell us a little more with regard to perhaps other, if she has time, other hobbies that she enjoys, I mean, other than what she's doing, or is that basically what her life has been dedicated to, what we've discussed thus far?
Oh, my. Karen has been involved. She has ridden many, many miles on bicycles. She's part of a bicyclist group here that she goes out and rides with on the weekends. She has a lot of crafts that she's done. She's made some pretty neat little stuff, some signs and just painting and doing little flower pots and stuff like that she does, some bird houses. She's quite handy, you know, in doing her crafts. But, you know, when she worked at Bass Pro Shops part-time, just give her a little bit of fun and some knowledge, and she, you know, about the different things and the sporting goods. And she'd come back to say, well, they got me working sunglasses now. So she had to be trained in the different sunglasses. And, you know, they're working in Oakley's and, what is it, Casadel's, all these really expensive, highfalutin sunglasses. She'd come back
is that
talk
right?
About, wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So
well,
she had her.
I understand that Sean has another comment too, and then so I'm just going to put it out there as well. All of these people who are in her bicycle group, other Q coordinators or other Q colleagues and other searchers, now is a good time to call in because we would love to hear your other stories so we can build upon what we have we're just getting started, folks. Okay? So, Sean, what is it that you'd like to share?
I just wanted to say, I know Kelly was talking about all the time and effort and money that goes into training, both for human and canine. All of the searchers, coordinators, and everybody, of course, for Q are all volunteers. But, you know, and I know this is true for everyone, but especially when I think about Karen and everybody from Team Florida, I know living here in Virginia, and Tricia said the same thing from Minnesota, when we needed, you know, some searches done and some scouting done up here in Virginia, all we had to do was ask once, and Team Florida was up here immediately. Kelly and Karen came up here to Virginia, and actually it was in April, which was, I thought was interesting for us here in Virginia. April, it was like, it's so nice and warm, and they came up and they were so cold.
It's freezing, right? Yeah.
It was so cold for them, but, you know, that's just it. You know, they, even living in Florida, Karen and Kelly and Christy and everybody, they've gone all over the country to all these different places, and they do that from their heart. Karen has, you know, everything that she does unconditionally. And when the call goes out, there's no question. And it meant the world to me and to the families that they came up here to Virginia to do that for. There were so many people up here that could not believe that there were searchers from Florida that were here in Virginia who had driven all the way up here to do that for them. And it goes to speak to her heart, to all of their hearts. But then they spent several days up here, and I got to know them a lot better in that time as well. And one thing I remember is we were going down the road, and I think Monica was in the vehicle behind us, and Kelly was driving, and I believe it was Karen who stood out of the sunroof, if you remember, Kelly, and took pictures of
Karen.
Monica driving behind us while we were going down the interstate.
She's in the sunroof.
So funny.
That was really funny.
I believe we have some more callers waiting in line. So this is the way we like it. So Sean, we're going to put you on pause just for this moment, and we'll see who we have up next, Delilah.
Okay, area code 850. Go ahead and introduce yourself. You're live on the air. 850 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Would you like to turn your speakers down, please?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, that's better.
Give her just a second. She's trying to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Technical
difficulties there.
We have them all the time.
Hello.
There we go.
And who are we speaking to?
This is Judy Montgomery in Tallahassee, Florida.
Hi, Judy. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on Shattered Lives Radio. Can you let us know what your affiliation is with Karen?
Yes. Kelly. Kelly's next door neighbor. I have a search and rescue dog named Razman. He's a live fine dog. And usually I can't go with the human remains searches because I don't take care of him. But Karen has been a dear, dear friend of all of ours. It seems like forever. I speak to Karen's kindness and her giving spirit. Type person, as people have mentioned before, that if something needs to be done, she recognizes it. I mean, even if it's small as the cooler doesn't have ice, let's put ice in there in the cokes and the water and let's go on. She also volunteers for anything. A person needs somebody to flank them, even if she doesn't even know them. She'll go up and say, I'll be happy to flank you. You tell me, thank you. We'll get going. So, I used to always get her, Karen, I was convinced Karen doesn't like to work for Santa Claus. Because if you just dared mention something even slightly that you wanted,
she was there.
Yes, if you like, but you didn't feel like it was something that you needed to talk at any point. Can you hear me?
Well, we're having a little bit of feedback there. I don't know, can you stand in a different place perhaps or adjust your speaker? Are you there?
We're trying to help her get that technical problem.
Well, maybe you want to try to call back in, Judy. Do you want to do that?
Okay, yeah. Can you hear me? Am I still breaking up?
Well, I can hear you a little better now. Want to try it? Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention that Karen, I used to kid her about having to, at one time in her life, in a previous life, she must have worked for Santa Claus, because any time you mentioned something that you wish that you had gotten or would like to have, it would turn up. Karen would bring it over and say, oh, I just saw this at so-and-so, and I thought you'd like to have it. And it wasn't
really?
A special. It was just something that she wanted to share with you and give you because of her kind, kind heart. And anybody that met Karen loves her. I love her a lot, and I hope to see her soon in Jacksonville. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Judy. It sounds like she's a lovely neighbor to have as well. We're learning many facets of her life. So thank you so much for sharing that. That's great.
Thank you.
Yes, and please do be sure and to keep listening or listen on the archives. Delilah, do we have the next person ready?
I do. Area code 716, you're live on the air. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Janine Shanahan, and I am one of the Q state coordinators.
Hi.
Hey, Janine.
And, hi.
Welcome.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've never done any of the searches or anything, but just being at the conference with Karen was always, you know, very relaxing, funny. I know she loves her animals. And she really shined when she got Maddie. And just, you know, being around Karen was always very soothing. You know, I did the CPR class with her, and she's just a fun person to be around. You know, fun person just to kick back with and just chat with. So, like everybody's saying, she's full of a lot of information. So, I just appreciated all of our visits that we've had at the conference.
Well, I got that sense too, in you know, sort of just observing the way she was at conferences as well. And unfortunately, I did not have the opportunity to know her half as well as anyone else, but, you know, that's what maybe I'm trying to make up for a little lost time here. But, you know, this might be a good opportunity right here to segue a little bit into the other aspect of why we're doing this show, and I want to encourage everyone. Karen, you know, we also had a dear, dear friend of ours, many of us, passed away of cancer a few years ago, Susan Murphy Milano. So many of us know this path, and it's very challenging path, and it is you know, it's rough. It's rough in so many ways, and financially, people just have no idea what kind of a toll it takes on people's lives and their livelihood and their quality of life. And even if you do have insurance, we still need extra money because insurance doesn't cover everything. So what we're asking people for is to please, please go to care on Facebook page, Caring for Karen, with K-A-R-I-N, and the donation site is youcaring.com. You can pay by credit card or debit card. If you have some other means that you would like to pay, we could also accept that and make sure that it gets into the right hands. But seriously speaking, anything from a dollar up to as high as necessary as you can give is much appreciated, because especially if a person has gone through chemotherapy and radiation and they're going through home care services and medication is just atrocious. I do have to say that aftercare as well, and the expenses that people incur after people pass on, the debt is still there and there are bills. And I'm sure Karen would want to try to take care of as much business as possible while she's here with us on this earth. It is no one's wish to pass on with debt. So we're asking people, please, please do this for Karen. If you're shy with the radio and you don't want to talk in public, that's fine. We know you're thinking of her, but if you can spare $5 or $10, and we all know how people from the queue can stretch a dollar, by the way, that would be so appreciated, because every little bit adds up. So please, please do that. And this will continue to go on, because the show will also be in our archives for repeated listening, and people will have the opportunity to continue to contribute and continue to listen to these memories. So with that little commercial, I'm wondering if there is someone in the wings waiting to speak while we build our website, Lila?
Janine, did you have anything more you wanted to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say that my best for Karen. I dearly love her. Fight the good fight. I don't know if too many people know that I've had kidney cancer and one removed. And it is an expensive, it can break you. So if anybody can help out, it would greatly be appreciated to Karen.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that you are a cancer survivor. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
And you keep up the good fight.
Ladies
too,
from Florida, keep fighting for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Janine. You bet we will.
Thank you. Maybe Christy and Kelly, at this point, can you tell us a little bit while we're waiting for our next callers about the makeup of Team Florida, how many people we have down there, and who they are, and what kind of searches you've all been involved with as a team?
Well, there's a lot more to Team Florida than just us. There's a lot of people that search for Q in Florida. But we kind of got tagged with that name because we do tend to travel a lot, do a lot of things. We don't just stay in Florida. We've been all over the country together. And as a mother of a missing person, I would just like to speak to Karen's sensitivity to family. She and I are teammates, obviously. We also work with Q a lot together. We search together. But there are times that she'll know that I'm going through something or I'm having a bad day with something, and I know she's always there for me. We don't talk about it a lot, but there'll be little things that she'll do that just let me know she's thinking about me. So to speak to Team Florida, it's a little hard to do. We're spread out all over the place. But the core group comes from our local team here in Tallahassee. We have been a part of Q for a long time. But I do have one funny story I would like to share. Kelly and Karen and I had gotten in late one night, traveling in for a start. I think it was in North Carolina, I'm not sure. But she had started having a runny nose on the trip there. And the whole time we're going, she's blowing her nose, blowing her nose, blowing her nose. We went first all day Saturday. We came back to the motel room, got the dog fed, settled, and kind of flipped a coin who was going to get a shower first. So Kelly headed for the shower, and Karen is sitting on the bed going through her bag, and she's looking, looking, looking for something, and I wasn't paying much attention. And finally she told me, she said, I'm looking for Vaseline. My nose was killing me. Her upper lip was killing her just from blowing her nose so much. And she said, do you have any? So I searched, and I couldn't find any either. And I said, wait a minute, I've got some chapstick. It's not medicated, so it shouldn't bother you. So I tossed her the chapstick, and she rubbed it on the top of her lip, and all of a sudden started fanning her face and breathing hard and fanning her face. And I'm laughing because, you know, it's hard to start, we have fun, too, and harass each other. But I'm laughing going, oh, you're being a wuss. What's the can't hurt that bad. And she moved her hand, and all of a sudden I saw this bright red, and I about died. I'm like, oh, my God, you're allergic to it or something. What's going on? And then I realized what I had thrown her was the cherry chapstick. And that was what was so red. Well, I was bent over double laughing so hard, and then I'm finally stuttering out, cherry chapstick. And she realized what was going on. Kelly comes out of the bathroom going, what the heck is going on? But as hard as we curse, we laugh, and we have stories to tell, because it's just part of being together and doing something that is so intense as looking for a missing person. You find things to laugh about.
When you're on the road like that, you do have to do that. And I've just gotten indications that we have four other people lined up to speak. So, we're gonna put you on pause. Thank you for the chapstick story, and we'll see who we have next. What is our area code, Delilah? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It blocks out the part what number you pick, so we don't know if we're on the air or not.
Oh, okay. Who are we speaking with?
This is CJ Beto, and I'm from very southern part of Florida.
Oh, well, welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Tell us, how do you know Karen, and do you have a story you'd like to share?
I can try to share a story, but I've been listening to everybody. Hi, Christy. Hi, Kelly. Hi, everybody. My heart goes out to all of you.
Hey, DJ.
Hi, guys.
Another part
you.
Of Payne, Florida.
And, duty.
Yay, Payne, Florida.
Yeah, I haven't come off the end of it yet. I'll say I met Karen through Canaan, and it's kind of funny when you hear different voices and we don't know their name. We're like, hey, who the hell is that? Why don't we know her? And if you're a friend of Canaan, you're a friend of ours, and we're very protective of her because that's just the unity you get in canine search and rescue people. But the profound thing about, there's not much more I can add to the kind of person that Karen is. I will say, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I will say when you first meet Karen, much like many of the women that do search and rescue, they're very capable women. It's predominantly females what you see. And we learn. We don't have the male physique to do the heavy physical stuff, so we count on one another, and we count on this one's got mechanical skills, this one's got clerical skills, and we work with a rhythm like a family, and it works very well. And one thing for Karen is she was such a bouncer. You could bring her in and do paperwork, although she would give you hell and call you cupcake like everybody else. You could put her on a forklift. I'll never live that nickname down, thank you guys.
I forgot about that. Thank you.
You could put her on a four-wheeler. She's the best damn transport. I don't care where you are. She's going to come find you and get you out. And you have no idea when you and your canine are exhausted how priceless that is. There's a picture of Karen driving a four-wheeler with a searcher on the back, a canine behind her, a searcher on the handlebars, and a canine on my lap, And Karen's doing every bit she can to steer that baby with 200 pounds sitting on it. And she did
it.
Wow. She rolled up those sleeves and she did it. So I could go on forever about Karen, but I will say you wouldn't know these things until you stopped and got to talk to her and you learned the heart of Karen, because she had a shell and it usually is protective. I will say canine is not a hobby. This is not a sport. It's a lifestyle. And many times we don't get a lot of family and other friends because we're so committed. Every moment that we don't work to try to afford to pay for what we do, we're dedicating to training or this or that. Karen went to these searches without a canine. You have to understand that she was not working the human remains detection dog. She was there completely as the brawn and the brute and the support. That's huge to find someone that dedicated. Absolutely huge. And she, and on a personal note, she would do things. I think what tears my heart out of nowhere, you know, Karen and I are the pets to walk up and go slap each other on the back and say, hey, bud. But out of nowhere, I get a message on Facebook saying, I love you, man. I'm like, oh, shit, she sent that to the wrong person. And I'm like, I wonder if I should tell her she sent that to the wrong person. I'll just pretend I didn't see it. You know, I don't want to embarrass her because we don't say things like that to each other. And this was several months ago. So I called one of the mutual friends, Christy, one of the family, and I said, you know, I got the strangest message from Karen the other day, and she goes, well, feel blessed. So she's told me that there was some things going on, and my heart, again, goes out to you guys in Tallahassee because I know what you've been through the past year or two. And she started to tell me what some of the things Karen was going through, but Karen chose not to share that. And the reason why is this is the profound part of Karen, and if I'm talking too fast, I'm sorry. But what amazes me is about Karen is she would Facebook all the time about her dogs, about other people. She would find gifts. She would be there for you when you needed her. But never once in all the years I've known her did Karen take or ask or even suggest. She had no needs from me or anybody that I knew around me. If you tried to say, Karen, can I help you with that? Nope, I got it. It's okay. Go sit down. Nope, I got this. You know, of course, we all would get irritable and want to rip each other's heads off after 20 hours, but we didn't. We just did it, and that's Karen. And the fact that she is in such need right now in ways that people cannot fathom, whether it's even just toiletries or cherry chapstick, whatever it is, well, you're not making an income. You got this limited income that's probably barely paying an electric bill sometimes or paying a deductible or the insurance is absorbent and the medications. Anything anybody can do to pitch in and help somebody that has given to total strangers, if these families, if these people that she has given her labor to, and in my opinion in this day and age, people's time is far more valuable. When they give their time to you, that's giving everything. That's giving their funds. That's giving their resources because people don't give time, and that's all Karen has done for people for the last some odd years. I would show up there in Tallahassee, and I had a down year in my life, you know, a divorce and going through some things. And I have a wolf dog at home, and I don't advertise it. A few people know, and now everybody does probably. But I walk back there, and Karen sits down beside me. She goes, brought you a cup of coffee, bud. And I'm like, why, thank you, Karen. And I look down, and it's a cup that she had gotten and she had found for me with a wolf on it. And I just smiled. I'm like, how'd you know I had a wolf dog? And she goes, oh, I know about it. I know. She hadn't met him yet, but she knew about him. She knew what it meant to me. And she thought to bring me that damn coffee cup.
She thought out, yeah. She had enough foresight to go looking for that special gift. We've heard that from one other person. But I have to tell you that in your very articulate description, you've given us quite a lot of insight into her as a person in a different way than other people, and how important it is, like you say, to give of your time, and how your world changes in a minute, that maybe that toiletry or the chapstick or something is something that she really needs now, even if you can't afford money or you know spending your time with someone is just as valuable. So you know what, thank you. You have lent a great deal to this conversation, and I really appreciate it. And I can hear the love coming through the airwaves. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I don't want to, anytime you guys, I adore Karen and every one of you, but I don't want to diminish Karen, but I see the pictures, And I know she's frail and fragile right now. I know that. But I'll tell you what, that is one tough mofo right there. Don't diminish
her. Yes,
that
you is. Got that right. Yes.
She needs, this is the time she needs this, and she's not going to ask. So, people, please, if you've got a buck, if you've got a time to write a letter, a postcard, anything, she's not going to ask. So, please, just do it.
Right.
Do it. Okay? You
absolutely.
Guys, thank you.
You
take care, everybody. Love
want,
you guys.
Take care. Thank you so much for contributing.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
DJ.
Bye, guys.
DJ, we love you. No one is more articulate than you, and we miss you too. So, thank you.
Wow, TJ, you did a great job. A great job, Delilah. Who's up next?
Let me see here. Area code 314.
Oh my goodness! Hello, everybody. This is Mark. I Sanders out of St. Louis. I'm a canine handler with Q. The first time I met Karen was when she came to Missouri with Christy and Kelly for that first search of hers. Somehow or another, I was lucky enough to end up with her as my ground pounder, and it turned out that was her first time ground pounding. So we had a good time sloshing through the rain, as mentioned. One of the times that is kind of an interesting story, not for me, but maybe for everybody else, when we were searching in Carolina, and I took a little bit of a tumble. I ended up getting my feet tangled up in a bunch of vines and ended up going downhill and getting wedged in between a couple of trees. I'm sure everybody that was with me, including Karen, was probably laughing the way I fell, and it wasn't really funny for me, but they had to cut my feet loose so I could even move a little bit, and then they had to pull me out of the tree. And, of course, then she had to take my canine for me because I couldn't hold on to the canine and walk back to the IC unit. But it seemed like after the Missouri time that she was my ground pounder, she ended up being my ground pounder from then on when I was searching with Q. So we had some good times, and she's a great girl.
You were her mentor. You taught her well.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely right, because she is one of the best flankers somebody can have, and she started with Mark.
Yeah, we had a good time together.
And you made it out of that tumble. Did you make it out of that fall, you know, uninjured?
Oh, no, I wasn't uninjured. That's why I had to give the dog to Karen to take back for me, and I kind of sprained my lower back pretty good. We went back to bay camp, and since she couldn't go with me, she went off and continued searching with somebody else, and I ended up heading back to St. Louis because I was done. I sprained my lower back, and it was kind of a long drive even to get home.
Oh, boy. Well, unfortunately, even with the most experienced people, I guess accidents do happen, right?
We were relaxed a little bit, and I shouldn't have relaxed as soon as we did.
Can't underestimate the importance of people acting, you know, acting as mentors, particularly going into endeavors like this. And you aren't the first male that has called, too, so that's important, because I know that they were just saying how this is a female-dominated profession, if you will. But I know quite a few people online, and I'm hoping that they're lining up to call into that are males, because we have made friends all over the country, and I'm hoping that we can hear from some other people. So, Mark, I appreciate your call, and I know Karen does, and hopefully when she's up to listening to this show, she will enjoy your anecdote. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks,
you all
Mark.
Have a good time. Right.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. Have
thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
You want another, would you like another call? Or?
Sure.
Okay, we have area code 850. Who are we speaking with? 850, are you there? You've been
Hello?
Waiting a long time. 850?
Maybe give the first three digits after the 850 so they know. This whole area is
okay.
I'm hearing a lot of feedback. Is that Christina? Is 850 there?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and
give
put her
the
up and
850 in the first three digits.
322? 850-322, are you there? Well, I'll go ahead and mute her for now, and we'll come back, or him, maybe I am. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, and I've got
maybe
one more waiting here.
Maybe they had to go to the little girl's room or something.
Maybe. Okay, area code 904. Who are we speaking with? Hello, 904?
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi. This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Oh, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Can you hear
me? Just a little background about Tammy. Tammy has been, she is by all intents and purposes Karen's sister. She has been the root of all the care here lately that Karen has had. Karen is with Tammy, under Tammy's care, and she is the force behind the care that Karen's been getting here.
Wow.
As of late, because she's closer to all of the better hospitals and the doctor's cares that Karen needs. And Tammy, thank you for calling in, because you are so important to our friend Karen and to us for all of what you've done. So I'll turn this back over to you. Thanks,
wow.
Tammy.
You're welcome, Tammy. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of role you've played recently with Karen, and can you share any insights with respect to what the two of you have gone through, or anything you're working on currently?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you a little bit of background about me and Karen. I met her 26, almost 27 years ago when we were both in Flagler Beach, and she was working for Marine Patrol, and I was a police dispatcher. And when I went through some tough times in my life and I had nowhere else to go, and Karen really didn't know me, and she took me and my daughter into her life without any questions, any hesitations. That's just the type of person that she was. She didn't think about herself. She always thought about others first. So one of our best things that we love to do is to go to the beach. We travel all over the state of Florida and go to different beaches all the time. We try and do that once a year, but, you know, when you get separated, so she lived in Tallahassee and we live here in Clay County, that we didn't always get to see each other from, you know, even month to month, year to year, but we pick up the phone and we pick up from where we left off. Like it was, no time has gone in between us, but we've always text messaged each other every day, unless she was on a search or unless she knew that I was really, you know, really busy at work. A lot of us come from law enforcement backgrounds. And when I found out Karen was sick, there was no question about where she would be coming so we could care for her. Everybody that has helped out with Karen has been a tremendous, tremendous help to her. And like everybody has said, she doesn't ask for help. She's one of the type of people you kind of have to go and help her. But she's always mm-hmm. used to helping everybody else. So this is all new to her. She's never been sick before like this. Nothing even remotely close to it. She's only had a knee surgery and that was it. So this was definitely a little mind-blowing for everybody. She's a strong person. She's very strong-willed. She's currently in hospice right now, Haven Hospice in Orange Park, to get her pain management under control. And then we just, you know, we pray for her every day, and that's what we're asking for everybody. I mean, the medical bills keep coming in. They don't stop and coming in. So I'm so grateful for everybody's contributions, whether it's a dollar or more. It helps tremendously. And her friends in Tallahassee, I can't say enough for Chris and for Kelly and Chris that have been taking care of her three puppies that are like her babies. You know, I love them to death and love all the support and everything that she's been getting.
Wow, well, you sound like her sister, so very special. It sounds like you have a wonderful relationship, and that is, you know, such a special relationship. Can you tell us, besides the medical expenses, what other kinds of expenses she may be incurring right now, where the funds would be put to good use, just as an example?
Well, just an example, I mean, just the Haven Hospice, that's not free. I mean, it's free to a degree because you pay into it when you work. But, you know, like right in the very beginning, that was $15.70 a day. But now that she's in the facility, we have to reevaluate that, see how much that's going to cost. You know, she can only eat certain food. She's got a special diet when she can eat. She drinks Ensure drinks, and those are not free, and she goes through lots of lotions, and, you know, what the pharmacy doesn't pay, we pay, or she pays. And I'm sorry if I get cut off. My phone has got 5% battery on it, so there's just different little things like that. You know, you fight with the insurance companies to get money back that you had to pay out of pocket, so that's still a long process. So that money is still out of pocket until you get that back. So, and that's stuff that we're working on now, and that's just, you know, unfortunately there's too much red tape out there for that, I think.
Yes. I couldn't
plus
agree
she has
more.
A house here that she's still keeping up.
Does she?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the light
like said,
bill
those,
and
all the utilities. Yeah.
A vehicle. No. I mean, she still has a whole – her life is over in Tallahassee. I mean, she loves Tallahassee. She is here for treatment and – you know, other things that incur here, but, I mean, it just seems to keep mounting on top of everything that any normal, everyday person would have to pay for. It's just compacted even more with all the medical.
Yeah. Well, that's why we want to stress how very important it is if all of you within the sound of my voice would just even send in $5 or what have you. And it would be so appreciated and used be able to be used in so many ways. And again, Karen is not the type, as we are learning, who would ever ask for this. And I'm sure if she were in any other kind of position, she would do whatever she could to not have to ask. But she is in the most vulnerable position that anyone on earth could be. So now is the time to, not be modest and to let people pay it forward to her and to give back. So I think that's what we need to do. And I think everyone can spare just a little bit. Tomorrow morning, before you go to Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, the price of that coffee, you can send to Karen, and I'm sure that will help toward some bill. So I'm just, I'm just trying to give you a framework here. But Tammy, you sound like a lifesaver and a wonderful friend and advocate to have, and we so appreciate everything that you're doing, and thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you will listen to the rest of the show, and please tell Karen that when she's up to it, this show is her gift, and it's able to be listened to repeatedly on the archives, okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I will. And I just want to say, you know, we're just one piece of this huge puzzle. There's so many other people that have, you know, given their time and effort.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to everybody, and I love everybody, and God bless everybody.
Well, Tammy, I would just like to say, as a caretaker, don't forget to take care of yourself as well. This is the biggest job you've ever had in your life, and you have to take care of yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Bye
thank
now.
You so much. That was a wonderful call.
Wow. Kelly,
okay,
Kelly,
area code, I'm sorry, area code 954. Are you there?
It's Beth. Yes.
Beth?
Hi, Beth.
Yeah, it's Karen's friend.
Oh, okay. Hi, Beth. Welcome to Shattered Life Radio. Thank you so much for calling in on behalf of Karen. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship or how you got to know her or a special story perhaps?
Maybe, if I cannot cry. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's okay to cry. We give you permission.
I've known her since fourth grade. We were friends in fourth grade. That's where we met, first day of school. And
really?
We were friends all this time. So, you know, not never best friends when we were little, and then, you know, life goes on and everybody goes kind of in their own directions, but always stayed friends, always. So, anyway, I'm far away from her, but I try to stay involved. And I'm going to visit her this weekend.
Are you really? And where are you living now?
I'm in South Florida. That's where she grew
up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
she
grew
up
to visit.
Well, yeah.
When's the last time you saw her?
A month ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I know.
Donna, if I may interject, Beth is the one responsible for setting up the Caring for Karen site, and I believe Beth is the one that also wrote the introduction and the information on that site.
Right?
I got to tell you, Beth hit it on the nose. She's been very instrumental in setting up the fund site also, the fund site.
Well, yeah, I've been running that, and Jim Russell, who's a lieutenant with FSU Police Department, helped me write that. A lot of that was his verbiage, so, yeah.
Well,
together,
it takes a village.
It takes a village.
So we commend you, and we know how much effort and time all of these endeavors, you know, take in order to try to help. And I'm sure it's so appreciated. And so, you know, since fourth grade, that's just. That's just incredible. So you've essentially
grown up
together.
It's a long time because we're old.
Yeah.
We're old now, so.
Right.
Then, I don't know. How old are you in fourth grade? 9. So it's been 40. I went to school down in South Miami, or, you know, South Florida. So my math skills aren't good. So.
Well, that's okay. 40-plus years is a good description. You know,
yes.
those are the most special relationships we have in life, if we're able to maintain those. So, you know, good for you. And, I you know, we can never repay people who, you know, do such kind things to us, regardless of what our situation is. All we just know is that everyone gives from the heart, and they step up to the plate when they need to, when they know someone.
And Karen's been doing
struggling.
It. Karen's been doing it her whole life. So
yes,
it's time for everybody to repay.
It certainly sounds that way, and it, you know, so but it's hard for someone like that to take that with grace, especially if you are struggling so much. So I'm sure it's a huge adjustment, but look at all the good things that will come out of this. Do any of you know, in the aftermath, what kind of legacy is planned? This, like, for her dog, I know you said, Kelly, you have special plans to continue certification with her dog, but has anyone mentioned some other things that they'd like, some endeavors they'd like to carry on in her name? I'm just wondering.
I don't think anybody's thought that through too much at
okay.
this point.
Right.
On my end, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. I just happened to wonder. Well, you know, it's very commendable. Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you have other thoughts that you'd like to share? Or no?
Me?
Yeah.
Just that, you know, I know it's been really tough on Karen to have to, number one, come to terms with this, and number two, come to terms with having to ask for help. And yes. Then just dealing with the fact that you've kind of had to relinquish your life to all of your friends. But luckily, everybody's got her best interests in their hearts and minds, and you know, we want everything to be okay for her. So, and yeah, I would love her to find a peaceful place to be very soon. Not, I'm not saying dead, like when you're dead. I'm talking about now while she's here. I want her to get to a happy place.
Pain-free,
but also I would like her to be happier, just accepting things and just being in an okay place and ready to go, kind of a thing.
Maybe
rather than
a sense of you're releasing, you're letting go, you're feeling maybe a little bit of a sense of relief that you may be
passing
over.
I want her to be
over.
Okay with letting go, right?
Yes, and
I hope she can get there.
You know, that's such an important point. Thank you so much for saying that, because I think people who are that strong and giving and they fight to the end, and it must be hard to realize that there is a grace about giving into that. It's not giving up. It's
no, it isn't.
It's passing.
It's releasing yourself.
Chapter, right?
It is. It's opening another chapter in a book that who knows how long it goes on. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
it's very difficult though, because part of it is she's still so young that you never thought that this chapter you're in is going to be so short. So it's the whole thing is kind of shocking, and how do you digest that?
Yeah,
and she hasn't had enough time.
Can you share how old she is? How old is she?
She's 54.
Okay,
it's young.
Very similar.
Because I'm 53,
other...
54 is young.
Yeah, absolutely. We had another very dear friend pass away at 52, I believe. So, So, wow. Thank you so much.
Well, Donna, if I may add kind of into that, is when Susan left us, she's never left us. I think that in her way, she's been there. The South Carolina search for Sissy, the Sissy had mentioned, we call it the boys, where these two young men had gone missing and that we spent days and days on, was during that time. Monica actually we met her on the road to change the paperwork over because Christy and I were taking over the search. She had to get to Susan. And she left us and went straight to Susan. And we know that Susan is still there. We don't see her, but we credit her in guiding Monica to these boys. And it was so I honestly believe that whenever her time is, that Karen is not leaving us. She will be there for us. So,
she's
transitioning
to a
different plane. I just know it.
Yep.
She's never going to give up. And I get that. It's up to us, I guess, to say it's okay. But she'll be there. She's going to be there. I know she will. She's going to guide us to these missing people. Some way it's up to us to understand it.
Oh, yeah. She'll
same
be playing
way
all
Susan
the
did.
She'll be playing all the jokes while you're on the search. All the funny things that happen,
yes.
This will all be because of Karen.
you know that is so true. They're kind of there up like a symphony director, directing things, you know, and laughing at you or causing things to happen. And you know, but the other point that you made, Kelly, and it's so important, is I think we all, when we come to that time where we may be meeting our maker, we have to give ourselves permission. And we don't, for whatever reason, because we don't, you know, we don't immediately embrace it. Maybe we're afraid. Maybe we're embarrassed. Maybe we feel like we owe too much on earth. And, you know, we need to do more things. But that's not our decision ultimately. So it's, yeah, it's about giving ourselves permission to let go. And as you said, I think it's, we want her to get to that, that sense of peace and that sense of release.
That's my goal this weekend, is to try to get her to be in a happier place, because it's breaking my heart that she's struggling so much. And I understand the fight part, but the struggle is, it's heartbreaking.
I'm sure it is, and it's got to be a very hard conversation. So, you know, this has been a very enlightening contribution. So thank you so much. I think we have.
Thank you.
Please listen, and we're so glad that you made this contribution. You're a wonderful person. Thank you for being such a good friend to her.
Thank you all for what you're doing. I hope that we can help her financial situation so that
yes.
at least is something that's alleviated on her, you know, her mind, that she's worrying about things or concerned about things, that we can put to rest for her, and she doesn't have to be concerned about it anymore. So thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you. And before we go to our next caller that I've just been made aware of, just want to mention again that the donation site is yourcaring.com, but the actual Facebook page is Caring for Karen. That's K-A-R-I-N, and you can give your donation via credit or debit if you choose to give in other ways. We can also make that happen, but it's very important that we try to help in this way. Delilah, we have somebody else from another area code, I understand.
Yes. We do. We have a couple more, and we want to get everyone's message on. So,
okay.
Area code 727. Who are we talking to? 727 area code. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. This is Donna Sherritt. I've never personally met Karen.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I've never actually met Karen in person, but I know her through the Q organization, and I'm just, you know, like everyone else, I'm just taken aback by all the support and love that Karen's getting, and I just wanted to put my name out there that, you know, I'm in her corner as well.
Well, we do appreciate that, and if you can cast a word on regarding the show, and if you can cast a word on regarding the donation site, we would really appreciate that.
Oh, I have been. I'm sharing it like you wouldn't believe.
I understand. I see online, so thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks
for calling in.
Okay, we have one more caller. Area code 904. You're on the air. 904, are you there? 904 area code, going once.
Are you there? Hello?
Okay, maybe someone got shy. That's okay. If you want to hurry and call back in, feel free.
Does anyone know where 904 is?
What's
well,
the next three
okay,
digits
904
on that
904?
Is gone. Oh, okay,
I lost
well,
it.
Uh-oh.
I lost it. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. And personally, I would just like to say this has been, again, a very bittersweet show. We all know and love Karen very much, but also it really, I think, gives the listeners an insight as to the meaning of being part of the Q family, which we all are part of the Q family in one way or another. And it's the ring for each other that always touches my heart, that it doesn't matter. It doesn't always have to have a missing person involved. It's whatever personal thing you have going on, we're there for you. And we are a family. And I don't know what I'd do without y'all sometimes.
likewise.
I know. I couldn't have said it better myself. Being a single person in very similar circumstances to Kelly and Christy, I can relate. And I only hope that when my time comes, there will be those people there for me as well. So this has been very inspiring for me, very heart-touching. And thank you again for your care and love and compassion towards her. And she will always be part of our family. Even when she passes over and she meets Susan, and they're going to have a high-o time. That's what I think.
She actually did meet Susan. I think Susan's last conference, Karen was there with us. That was Karen's first conference. And we actually enjoyed sitting in the back of the motel just inside the door of the parking lot, and we would sit there and talk with Susan about, you know, whatever came to mind, and she was fortunate enough to meet Susan.
Well, that is wonderful, and like I say, meeting again in heaven is very special one of these days. So I guess with that, since we do not have any other callers at this moment, please do remember, everyone listening to this, you will have the opportunity to contribute, I believe, for in the future. I don't believe that this endeavor is going to stop, because the expenses do not stop. So please do go to her Facebook, Caring for Karen, or yourcaring.com. And Kelly and Christy, if you would keep up with me and let me know if there's anything else that we can do online to keep people abreast of what's going on, if she so desires us to know, or a special message, we would appreciate that. So thank you so much. This has been a very special show. And for our radio listeners, please do stay tuned for our regularly scheduled show coming up on a Saturday very soon. So with that, I'll say good night. Thank you, Delilah. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Karen.
And thank you both.
We love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.